Hello, my good boys, my fans, people who are listening who hate me. I am home from Costa Rica and I had such an incredible trip. I've been there, gosh, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 times, and best one yet. Can't wait. Just plan 2 more trips to go later in the year. And let's see, you are listening to Naughty Time with Glitter Goddess. I have no topic planned yet for today, but that does not mean that I don't have bigger schemes. Taking over the world, who knows? Who knows where we'll go? But thank you for joining me. And what kinds of conversations can happen when you kind of take like all the limitations off, all the bars, like no holds barred? What gets created when you're willing to talk about things you're not supposed to talk about? That is what this podcast is about. Stay tuned. So when I start kind of brainstorming and things that we're not supposed to talk about, I mean, I love being rebellious. You tell me not to do something and just see what happens. You know, there's sex, and money is another one that people just don't really talk about very often, or when they do, there's just this crazy facade or proving about how much they have or how much they don't have. And I end up having a lot of money conversations with people. You know, inquiries about sessions, how come your videos cost such and such amount, or even, you know, like when people live in countries that their, you know, porn is banned, they can't get on sites like Nightflirt to actually purchase these goodies that I have. So I end up talking with a whole lot of people about money. And the other part is I have a background, and guess what? In the past 10 seconds, I came up with the topic. We're talking about money this time. And I've had this curiosity about personal growth and taking different classes. Probably it started when I was around 16 years old, though I remember having conversations about psychology and my mom's work, because, you know, she is a doctor of psychology. And it's an odd topic. It's one that a lot of people don't really feel comfortable talking about, similar to sex. And in a lot of people's families, too, money wasn't a conversation that was an open place to go. A lot of stuff was hidden. Maybe you heard things like, you know, when you asked for things as a kid and your parents just said, no, we can't afford that. And I had a really different upbringing in that way. My parents didn't give me everything I wanted, as you probably hoped and wished for me as a small child, but I did have a wonderful, wonderful life with them. And one thing that was really cool about them is that I could always ask them questions about money. I was included sometimes, even as a small child, in business conversations, because my dad worked from home and he was in real estate and he would be doing a lot of the deals. And he would explain things when I asked. He also assigned books for me to read when I was a kid, and he would, you know, give me like $50, $100 here and there to like read these books on business and write little book reports. And it was all in fun. It was like I could do it if I wanted to, and I didn't have to if I didn't want to. So I had some pretty freaking cool people that I grew up with that I call parents. Okay, more coming up. Oh yes, I did. I just added Money by Pink Floyd, because gosh, why not? Is it cliche? Is it expected? Maybe, but it's a great song. And it is the topic so far. Hey, the topic can change, but that is what we're playing with right now. So yeah, I could ask my parents about their net worth. I could ask deals and all sorts of things. And what it created for me was opened up a topic that is usually taboo, usually hidden, and I got to learn from people who I would call my father a financial genius and a great businessman, and got to learn from him about a few things. So, long story short, it created something for me where I had a curiosity about money. I started learning about different ways to invest, probably when I was around 21. I think I was 21. I was offered a board position at the time, on a nonprofit, and I actually turned that down. But I had a lot of different possibilities in my life that were a little different than most 21-year-olds at the time. I was also doing a sort of meditation path that meant I wasn't, it required that I didn't drink any alcohol. So I had about 5 years of those kind of formative, youthful times that most people kind of spend binge drinking. And maybe not most people, but hey, I had a very different college experience. But I got to explore things in my own way, which I think at this point you're not surprised that I explore things in my own way. So, money tools. Okay. I might give you a few to play with, because like I said, I've been doing these kind of personal growth classes for a long time. I've looked into investing, and it's something that I hear about from you guys. I get messages saying, you know, money's tight, I'm doing the best I can, but it makes it a little bit hard to do some of the things you want to do. And after this short little break, I will be talking about what inspired me to start having a different relationship with money and what that has created. So stay tuned. So in that transition of time where I went from living with my parents to moving out and going to New York City, you know, I don't think that's necessarily an easy time in anybody's life to, you know, start to become responsible for everything that you have in your life. And it's like the buck stops there and you gotta, you know, just make your own way. But I hated that feeling of somebody saying no. Like if I wanted to get something and my mom, you know, didn't want me to have it, then, you know, it would be easy for her to say no. And so that kind of lit a fire under me where I was like, you know, I am going to make my own future. I'm going to make my own life here instead of being reliant on something else. And that is one of the things that money affords, is more possibilities and more choices. You know, if you have $10,000 in your bank account, that affords you different choices, different options, different opportunities than you if you have $100 in your account, which is also different than if you have, you know, $100,000 in your account. You know, there are different things that can open up in life when you have those different amounts of money. So for me, I started looking at like, hey, it's not fun to not have choices and not have options. I'd like to be able to stay at hotels that are comfortable for my body and are beautiful and visually appealing. Like I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast episode, I had so much fun in Costa Rica and it was so sweet being there and just like wearing my bikini every day and soaking in hot springs and, you know, at the same time, you know, playing with more content and, I loved being there. So instead of being like, well, that was fun, now I've had my one vacation for the next 10 years, I just planned two more trips. And I love that I can do that. Like that is such a huge gift and such a wonderful addition to my life. So next I'm going to be, I think I'm going to give you guys some tools. Because they're things that I use, and you know, money isn't the easiest topic. And yes, it's hidden for a lot of people. Yes, it's not talked about. And then when you do see people talking about it, is it really helpful information? I haven't seen tons of helpful info out there. So I think I'm going to go over a couple of things that have helped me make money easier, and we'll see. Play with them. And stay tuned. And that was the classic, The Gambler by Kenny Rogers. That was him giving you a little advice about gambling. I guess my first tool, don't gamble. I think that one's just a little obvious, but I have a fondness for that song. So let's jump into tools here. So the first tool I want to talk about is actually being willing to pay yourself. There is something that I have become aware of called self-debting, and it's kind of where you look at paying bills first. You look at everybody else that you can pay. And this happens a lot with people who own their own businesses, but also other places where you put your attention on paying everyone else except for you. So one of the ways that I have remedied this and looked at this with myself, because, you know, the bills need to be paid, things have to be paid on time. You know, a lot of people have credit card debt, and it's easy to make that a priority. But what that creates is self-debting, where you get to go last. And even if you're submissive, even if you're a good boy, I really just don't think that it's required for you to go last. And, you know, things need to be paid. I'm not saying don't pay your bills and stuff like that. But what I am saying is it's actually important to start looking at if and you are self-debting and where. And one easy way to start creating, not putting yourself last, but starting to have you in the computation when it comes to money, is to have a little envelope for yourself. For me, I called this envelope fun money. And I just put some money in there every once in a while. If I get paid for something, money comes in. I like to have this fun money envelope stacked with cash. And it's money that really is allotted for fun. It's allotted for whimsical choices. It doesn't have to be invested or spent on things that are owed or due. It's actually like this possibility envelope where I can go in there and look and be like, ooh, I've got this much and this much and this much, and what would I like to spend it on, if anything? And sometimes even just having that there has been really fun to just, I don't know, I mean, hey, I've got a few articles on my website about how money turns me on, and it's a source of actually, you know, some naughty fantasies and stimulation and things. And so, yeah, I recommend that you start a fun money envelope too, and have that be something that affords you more choices. And even if you put $5 in there a week, I wonder, what might that create? All right, you naughty, naughty friends. The next tool, it's one you might hate or abhor, but you can wait till you've got a little bit in your fun money pouch, or you can hopefully go straight to your wallet and find some cash there. But this one is different. It involves your naughty bits. So grab some cash. It doesn't matter the denomination of the bills, but of course I've got a slight preference for the bigger bills. And your job now, if you choose to accept, this is your Mission Impossible task, is to enjoy the sexualness of these physical bills. And include your body, include masturbation. So be with this money, with these bills, and allow the turn on from your body to extend to money, and to let that also come and ricochet with that pleasure back to you and your body. It's including money, including cash in your turn on. And I'll explain it just a little bit here, but I also want you to try it without trying to cognitize what the fucking point of this whole thing is. First of all, you don't need a reason to try something new. But secondly, if you find money to be repulsive at all, you might not realize it, because these things happen subconsciously, subcognitively. But you actually will have less of it around. So if you start to have a little bit more cash around, like, I don't know, leave some on the bedside table, then next time you are ready to masturbate, you have a few minutes for some private time and some private fun, grab the money and try to include it. Don't try, actually, just do it. Include it in your special time with yourself. And see what it creates. See if there's any shift in energy around it. If you have the perspective that money is dirty, money is gross, It's awful. It's terrible. It's never there when you need it. I mean, hey, if you talk to a lover like that, they'd be out the fucking door. So don't treat money like it's this terrible thing. Like, it's actually a gift. The more of it you have in your life, the easier things will be, unlike that crazy idiom of more money, more problems. So it's actually okay to let that go and not believe that ridiculous, the ridiculous ideas that the more of it you have, the worse off you'll be. So there are some fundamental underlying points of view that can actually help and hinder having more money in your life. So play with these two tools and see what it creates. Get your fun money pouch and your money envelope going, and then, you know, include it in the sexualness and the turn on in your life, maybe a couple of times even, and see how that goes. And I'll remind you too, I am on Anchor right now. So if you would like to send in any follow-up stuff, any questions, if this is like totally obnoxious to you, but you still have follow-up questions and you want to know more, then more power to you. I love that. So play with it and see, and stay tuned for the next segment. All right, my friends. So try those, play with them, see what they create, see if it shifts anything. And hey, I mean, I'm just glad that we can have a conversation like this, start talking about these things that are naughty. I'm already racking my brain for what else we'll be able to talk about next time that is a little taboo, a little unusual, but I love those things. Now, if you have ideas for topics of calls or topics of these podcasts, you can send those in too. And also on my website, I have a contact page. So if you're not super keen on sending in your voice on Anchor, I totally understand that. There's an anonymity thing that's real nice about listening and not having your voice broadcasted everywhere. Now, if you're brave, hey, go for it. I'm excited to hear what you have to say. And maybe your audio will be on a future podcast. But also on my website, I have a contact page where you can reach me via email and Skype and other ways. So that's worshipglittergoddess.com/contact. So I hope this podcast finds you well, and I hope that we get to play more soon. I love playing with all sorts of naughty things, and I'm just really, really glad that you guys are joining me for these conversations. And yeah, we will talk soon, we will play soon, we will explore soon, and we will be naughty even soon. All right.